This guy, you was watching NBA playoffs? That's what you were doing?
Well, who's playing right now?
I think it's the Milwaukee Bucks playing.
I don't know if I care about that. I watched a little bit earlier, but
yo, the Clippers took game one.
I know. And everybody thought Dallas was going to win. They smashed them. And that's without Kawhi.
Yeah. So.
And then, you know, I loved the Lakers lost yesterday. That was great.
They lost nine in a row. Damn, yeah. That was a golly.
Oh, yeah. And they played good.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron was trash in the fourth quarter. He didn't make his first shot till 3 minutes left. I said, come on, man. Come on, LeBron. You LeBron. And y'all down.
Yeah. It's the curse of Kendrick now. That's what happened. Should have been bumping Kendrick. What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flows. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine today.
Yes, sir.
Every weekend, some shit going down. And you were up when what happened at Friday at midnight when Drake dropped another disc?
Yep. I caught it at like 15 minutes. So, shit, since both of y'all.
So, this happened before we even get to that disc called Taylor May. This happened on Friday night, Saturday morning. Friday, he had actually officially put Push Up on streaming services. And when he put it on there, he did the album cover, which is Kendrick Lamar's Shoe Size. Well, allegedly. Either way, Sarah said, was it on pod? But Sarah's like, that's not true.
Yeah, he's 8.5 or 9. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then there's some differences. This isn't the Push Up. There's like three different versions of Push Up. There's a Push Up that is Nap Mix that got the Get Money in the background. There's a Push Up that most people heard where he went in. And then there's this official one that has some slight edits. So he removed worry about whatever going on with you and hey, shout out to the Hooper that be busting out the gritty. And that was the Rick Ross bars. And he says you win, and everybody feels like he was going to say Diddy. He doesn't say Diddy's name, but that's what the rhyme scheme is going to. The other part that's taken out is what teaming up with all of y'all, falling like some dominoes, bros turning hoes, dog. I ain't got enough of those. Oh, sorry. Like, I ain't got enough of those. I can't wait to see how far you niggas get to reaching now. This is the closest thing you niggas getting to a feature now. Backpedal gang, because a few of y'all been reaching out. Y'all drew the line. What the fuck we got to speak about? Get your fucking head tapped, you niggas. You nigga get to peeking out. And then, so that's
the all that out?
All that is deleted, right? And then he said, when he said you had a song for 4 years, drop that shit and shut your mouth. That's gone. And also when he says it's me twice in the big three, I had to leave you out. That's gone. So I don't know why he changed it, but he changed it. So then
were those lines going towards J. Cole?
Well, no, you had the song for 4 years is the rumor that Kendrick had a Drake diss, but he never put it out. Man, according to Drake, because of Top. And then it's me twice in the big three.
Why would Top, like, is Top like friends with Drake or something like that?
It doesn't make any sense. So. Like, you talk I don't know the allegation of it all.
Okay.
So we get to Taylor Made, and I hear this song being played.
Illuminati. Dawn's rise again. You can see it in my eyes again.
And I said, Tupac. And my first thought when I heard it was, oh, does he have like some unreleased Tupac verse that, you know, we've never heard before? He's going to put that on there. Because that was happening. That happened to Hail Mary, right? Well, not Hail Mary. I'm sorry. I don't know the name of it. But remember when 50 Cent was going against Ja Rule And then 50 Cent, Eminem, G Unit, Busta Rhymes all jumped on Hail Mary. I think they kept some of Pac in there. I can't remember. I should have went back. It just hit me now. I didn't even put in my notes. But that's what I first thought. And then when I started hearing it, I said, oh, he used AI?
For this? Oh, yeah. I knew it was AI from the beginning.
I said, he used AI just to do more short jokes. Right? It was just the spirit of Machiavelli's alive and the niggas under 5'5". And I'm like, okay. So then the Snoop came in there. And I'm like, okay, what's going on with this part?
This guy is using everything he has.
Yeah. So, and then last verse is Drake. All right, let's get into this TaylorMade. What did you think about this and his tactics to call out short jokes?
I think it's a good tactic. The Tupac and it's funny.
Okay.
Drake is funny. I mean, I don't think it's like a hard diss. But you can right at this point, he's doing what he can. He's fighting everybody. So, I mean, whatever you want to do right now, the ball is in Drake court. He can play around all day. He can do Instagram. And you really, people don't realize how talented Drake is. Drake, actually, he got money. He has the arsenal to do anything. He can go to war whenever he wants to. Like, you remember, like, people can't go to war because they ain't got enough money? Drake can go to war. He can go to war because he has an arsenal, and he's lyrical enough to do it. He could do this, and that's what's in his favor right now. He's actually humorous as fuck. Because to me, this is just a laugh track, right? This is not a hard like anger diss. It's like a funny like make a nigga laugh type diss. Like this shit is hilarious.
To
like,
me,
you looking at Drake like it's funny to me. To me, that's how I looked at it.
The way I took it was he is trying to control this narrative, which I think worked with Meek Mill as far as, yo, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? And I think it's going to work on people who aren't paying attention. Obviously, going to work on Drake's fans. But he took 3 weeks, damn near a month, to respond to like that. Like that. As we're recording, still the number one song. I'm pretty sure one of those Taylor Swift songs are gonna jump up there. Maybe the one where she disses Kim Kardashian. She dropped a lot of songs. I ain't get to none
allegedly,
of it.
Allegedly, Jonathan. Allegedly.
Oh yeah, calling her a rat or a snake, something like that. All right, I didn't get to none of it, so that's all we getting from that.
Me too. I haven't got to it yet.
It ain't dropped this week because Taylor's in the way. And I was like, but you moved your album for Taylor Swift. So why would you? So why is it okay?
No, he's throwing out everything. All right,
but no, this is my thoughts. These are my thoughts. I'm like, wait, okay. So this doesn't make sense. He tries to 8 Mile himself on here. Like, say that he like young girls. I heard it on Butter's cast. That's for me. Talk about him liking young girls. That's a kid for me. Listen, I don't think Kendrick was going to go that route.
True.
I don't think Rick Ross has already went that route. He brought up Millie Bobby Brown's name, a.k.a. 11 from Stranger Things. Nobody else has. But also, that's not, you can't, you know what I'm saying? What I mean is you can't put out, hey, I allegedly am a pedophile or a molester. So, hey, you want to throw that out there? Like, because if it's true, it don't matter if you put it out there first or somebody else does. It's like, all right, whatever. I just don't think he was going to go that route. Calling him that gangster, again, the same thing he did with Pusha T, painting the narrative that Kendrick is scared. But I feel like Kendrick has now got you to do two songs, two full songs to his one verse, right? The more I listen to the TaylorMade track, the more it has less stigma for me because the AI, I think, is clever and it's a smart move. I wish Drake took it a step further and wrote and rapped in the cadence of Tupac and Snoop. When you hear it, you'd be like, oh, this is just Drake. Like you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody told you like, hey, Manny Fontaine, write a verse in the style of Biggie. You know, you would be like, okay, how does he come into track? He didn't do that. And I was like, damn, that would have probably been a little bit better. Let's see, Joe. I think here's the best part to me. The talking at the end, he's like, oh man, I know you must be talking about quintuple entendres, so shit I'm not going to understand. I still don't think it needs to be all that. Or Kendrick is going that way.
But he's just chatting.
I know that. Have y'all listened to recently listened to Kendrick? The Rub. I never brought this up on this pod. We've been doing this for like 10 years. The Rub from Brooklyn Radio has a history of hip hop. And I've had these for a while and I organized them on my Plex. And they went through every year starting in 1979 and playing like the biggest songs from that year. And I was on 2017. And I think I got to DNA. And I was like, damn, if this didn't come out, if Kendrick came out with DNA right now, without saying Drake's name, but just in the midst of this, y'all would have took it as a diss. Like, oh, look what's in my DNA. That's not in his DNA. You know? I was like, even the song that was in that commercial, remember he couldn't get the words right? But it's not for the Pyrex. Remember that? Beast? I was like, he came with that. We were like, oh my God, this is just crazy. I don't think he got to do too much. I know his birthday's coming up because he's a Gemini, either May or June. I feel like that's when we're going to hear from him. I think that Drake wants to keep his foot on the gas so he can say, ha ha, I made you do it. Instead of just
he's trying to flood him, and which is horrible because, everybody knows that Drake can write faster than Kendrick Lamar. As rappers, as people that used to rap, Jonathan, you could write way faster. So if it came to a beef, you could have 7 out before I have 1 done, right? So this is what he's trying to capitalize on because these are things that only rappers know about rappers. Like, it's like, oh, this person takes a long time with his West Coast. So they're actually telling you inside of, like, how niggas act in studios. Like, this is why it takes Kendrick so long because he articulates himself in a way. He writes his stuff and he takes his time with everything. So in wartime, that takes a long time. But at the same time, he already bombed on you. And who knows we don't know how many songs he already got ready.
Yeah. Let me not forget this. I am upset with people from our generation being impatient with Kendrick Lamar. Right.
Yeah, me too.
As far as I saw Roy Amar, like, yo, where is it at? Where is it at? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, fam, we grew up in this era where
everybody's talking too much to me.
Jay-Z teased Takeover. Obviously, he did the Mobb Deep in, I think, the end of June. I think it was June 28th, 2001, was that Summer Jam. Then in September, we got the full Takeover. Ether doesn't come out to December. Now, I think this is why I want Kendrick, or maybe Kendrick is being smart because he understands this. Jay-Z turned back around and did Super Ugly mad quick. No. That was not the play. And everybody was like, I was so getting frustrated listening to, I think it was Ebro, and I was almost, Jay-Z apologized. And I said, Jay-Z did not apologize to Nas. He apologized for going too far, for doing the baby by accident because his mom did not like it. Yeah. He did not apologize. Now think about this. He misplayed coming back that quickly. But if he had said nothing, and the next time we heard from Jay-Z with the Nas situation was Blueprint 2, it'll be game over. Because Blueprint 2 is crazy. Blueprint 2, when he breaks down, like, this is the difference between me and this man and why I am better than him.
Yeah.
But he kind of
fumbled. Nobody ever plays that, but that one's the hardest.
It's so hard. It's so
good. It's actually harder than Takeover.
Yes, because it's just a full dismantling. Like, I'm a Takeover. I'm not Takeover, but I'm going to tell y'all who I am compared to
Wally.
Yeah, does she owe you for it's a black girl ice? Does she owe you hair for ice? Like, it's wild.
He goes in.
So I think Kendrick is taking his time. What else have we got before we get all the way out of here? You know what we didn't talk about?
I want to say that. I still think it's fun. I wish people would stop chatting so much and start talking so much. Just enjoy it. First of all, I think Drake is really scared, though. He might be looking like cool right now, but to me, if you ask me, this is a scared fighter. This is Devin Haney right now.
I don't even talk about that. I can't believe that. Yo, you know what makes him mad?
Dude bet 50 and got, you get 300. I said, damn, I should have bet on Ryan Garcia. Just off the top.
Yeah, because
some dude bet 500, he got 3,700.
Yeah, because you only going to make money on the underdog like that. And it was so many people chatting that Ryan Garcia wasn't going to win.
I could have just risked $100 just to
yeah,
see.
Just be like, all right, whatever, it's $100. If I don't make it, I don't make it. But I found it funny, as the way women say. I find it funny that when Nicki was going at Megan, she called her Bigfoot, and Drake goes at Kendrick and he calls him Smallfoot. What the fuck is going on? They are both Young Money, Cash Money. What is this foot?
But who respects them though? Like, who respects those? I never, like, when they said those bars, I was just like, you're being funny, but who gives a fuck about somebody
short, whatever.
And that's why I think just Drake is messing up, because he's like, you're not lyrically coming at him because you have nothing.
Yeah,
so you're just being real foolish and childish and shit. Like, it's a little bit gimmicky for me, and it's just like, because we keep on forgetting that Pusha T annihilated him. We keep on forgetting that Joe Budden really annihilated him.
Six songs, it was crazy.
Like, we don't, but we hate to bring it up, but like, Drake has died before, y'all. He's died right in front of us. Like, he's not untouchable.
Yeah. And I think Drake would have been better off. I mean, he's good now. I'm not saying he's not, and I definitely don't know how this is going to play out. But I think he could have sat back with just the push-ups and let that breathe for a while. Then Kanye jumped in with a Like That remix, and he took shots. All right, can I say this? Because we barely ever give Kanye props. This is the Kanye I miss. It was funny throughout the whole track. The whole, like, I can't even think of a Drake line. Put the music on and pussy, and put J. Cole on and pussies get dry. Hilarious. The niggas. Y'all so out of sight, out of mind. I can't even think of a Drake line. Play J. Cole, get the pussy dry. Hilarious. It was even funny when he said, I got you, Doc. Like, you got what?
Yeah,
what
and then I like that he even said he made up drill and said, no, that's Chop.
Yeah, that was Chop. I'm lying. He and the flow switch up, he was funny. I was like, this was like College Dropout.
Great. It was
Kanye.
Great.
Where was it?
Excited to hear it. I'll play it again.
Kanye is the Joker of the rap game. It is not like Drake can shoot shots at Kanye. What you gonna say about Kanye? Every little joke has been hit his way. So you can do what you want. And I still think, did we talk about this? No, I don't think we brought it up. With J. Cole. and I did listen to that Kaz and Simba back and forth. With J. Cole, he really should have took a page out of Kanye's book, because Kanye still got one of the best diss ever to Jay-Z with that Big Brother. It wasn't scathing. It was just like, I thought you were something that you weren't, and the way you treated me was rude. And it's such a good-ass song. Yeah. Such a good song. Well, the Drake and Kendrick seems to be just in the booth for now. The game is still quiet. Man, I'm surprised he didn't have a game AI on there. This Chris Brown Quavo shit is heating up.
Which is crazy.
You saw Jill Scott got into it today?
Shut up. What are you talking about? Are you being funny?
No, I am not. I was disappointed. I'm disappointed in celebs. It's not Jill Scott in particular. I'll get to Jill Scott when we get to it, but we'll talk about Jill Scott. So old dude, aka Chris Brown, drops another track called Weakest Link, going hard at Quavo for like 24, 32 bars or whatever. Ain't no hook on this. Just dismantling this man, saying that he is not worried about Quavo having sex with Karrueche because
he blew first. Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm drifting red. Let that know. He let that gang stuff come in. He said, listen.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is what we doing.
But that's why we don't, this is what we don't want.
So it was, I'm blood. It was, you're weak. I don't care if you had sex with Karrueche because we were broken up. I had sex with your girl while y'all was still together. So people are saying,
man, Sweetie caught the worst straight ever.
Yeah. But here's the problem too, though. Everybody loves, like, I have never been a fan of kissing and telling. For men or for women. I don't be like, that's reserved for women. Women got some. This shit is weird. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't like it, and I don't believe it. I mean, I don't believe it. I feel like he's just chatting. He's just talking.
Trying to get under his skin. Yeah. Make you call, sweetie. Like,
he's just saying something because he know he can't. Yeah. He's Chris Brown. And Chris Brown is crazy, though.
Yeah, he says that, doesn't he say that? Like one of the lines, like my mental health ain't never been stable or whatever he says. Yeah,
and this is funny though. Like this is a clear sign of like this one. I can't applaud this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's fun. It used to be fun to me as a kid because I used to like this. And this would be the one where people be like, choose sides, who you with?
Yeah, can Chris Brown go to Atlanta? Can Quavo go to LA now? Like,
yeah, this is, and that's where it gets ugly at, right?
Yeah.
This is not happening with Kendrick and Drake. This is actually the most healthiest battle we've ever had, honestly. Because it wasn't like that. With Pusha T, it was kind of harsh. It was like, that was kind of dark. Mm-hmm. You know?
And that's why Jay Prince stepped in and be like, no, bro.
Yeah.
We got to protect the brand. So
but this one is not. Yeah, go ahead.
So then the final bomb, which is like maybe like the fourth bar before we get to the last bar. I don't know how to count backwards. Because man, if it's 32, it was like 28. Where he said that when Takeoff died,
yeah,
it should have been you. R.I.P. Takeoff, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead. It should have been you. And I said, fam. I said, Quavo got to fight him.
Somebody should call him, take that out. You can't say no shit like that. Yeah.
Can't say, when Manny Fonte died, it should have been you. I said, yo, what are we, all right, what are we trying to do here? Him, Offset and Quavo got to get back together now. Because this man, he been shitting on Amigos all day.
This is the only thing that's funny about this. Chris Brown, you know he's not equipped for this. Quavo's not equipped for a rap battle.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, I'm just going to put hands on you when I see you. We got to get violent now. We got to make it something. And that's where it's like, this is where we don't want it to go.
Yeah.
Because it's not like what Quavo going to do back on wax? He already did what he, you heard Quavo, he already did his ad-libs for this. It's over.
Yeah.
We can't get no more.
The wildest part was, and this whole thing was on Tinder. Yeah, that's the song that Quavo has. It's called Tinder because call people Tinder dicks when they be sensitive. And he was like, "Hey, I was with your girl. Don't beat her up or whatever." He threw like a little slide, like "Don't beat her up, don't blah blah." And then on this one, on Weakest Link, he come back and says, "Don't talk about beating bitches up. We seen you in the elevator," and we was just like, oh yeah, I forget.
I did forget about that.
For now, two people, like two domestic violence accusers or accusations or alleged abusers, are going back and forth. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? Both of y'all should have just kept this out y'all mouth. But
yeah.
So Jill Scott, she jumped into this for some reason and wrote about. She said, "Chris Brown is amazing. How does anybody sing like that? Dance, look, act, and rap like that? Beyond gifted, it appears." Exceptional people have to go through exceptional fire emoji. There's nothing to debate. that's what she said. Like, there's nothing to debate. Then somebody came back and said, "I think the woman he's abused would disagree." Instead of leaving it at that, Jill Scott said, "I doubt it. My mother's ex-husband was mean, violent human, and he could lay foundation better than anyone in my city. What he did with cement was awe-inspiring. We got away. He got a raise and praise for his ability. God dealt with the rest." What does that got to do with what this woman said? That doesn't mean Carucci and whoever, because it seems like Rihanna has moved on with it, but it doesn't mean that they look at him as amazing, right? It's weird because of how people...
I understand what she's saying.
I do, but I understand what the other person... Because somebody could look at you...
This is great for us to talk about.
Somebody could look at you as the world, and somebody be like, "He don't mean shit to me." It could be the same person. That it's
but
just your relationship.
She's saying, "Why are you?" Because she's just saying, "Damn, this brother's talented. This motherfucker just ripped
it." But also, but here's the thing: this was the wrong one to do it with. Because yes, he can rap, but he had better song. He has other songs where he's not degrading women and inciting violence.
She's a fan of like hip hop dissing, like because I know they were talking about. She likes this Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole shit. She's been into this too, and. So she's just a fan of hip hop.
The thing is, you got to tread lightly. It's be the same way like Fabulous. Fabulous has been killing shit on freestyles for like the better part of last year until the beginning of this year. I understand that if I go out and praise him, somebody gonna be like, "What about him? He knocked Eminem's teeth out." I can be like, "Yo, but he dope rapper though."
And that's okay. Yeah, no, but that's okay though. You take that like, so she can like, you don't have to tread lightly if you feel a certain way and then that person feels another way. That's okay. That's your point.
No,
too.
No. Like, it's not. You're exactly right. Jill had to went in back and forth with a lot of other people about this. I'm like, say what? That's what I'm saying. When she says what she says, she didn't have to reply back to the other person. Like, I've said what I said about this situation. You're bringing something else up. That's what I'm saying with going back into the argument. If she's only speaking about music, we are done. I don't have to give you a story about how my stepdad.
She felt like she had a point, but I don't think that's, like, to me, I don't think you should go back and forth, right? I don't believe in that. I believe in you should be able to say what you want to say. And if you feel that way, then that's how you feel, you know? Because people are always going to have the challenge of, like, saying something about what you say. But it don't matter what you say.
That's my issue with celebrities, because they jump in, they'll say some shit, and don't stand up. Well, it's not that they don't stand up. It's just like, now I gotta back up what I said. So I'm like, for me, I won't even say, that's not important. None of this is. It's like, Chris Brown don't need my praise.
She wish she didn't say it online, probably. But, like, it's like, sometimes these niggas are regular people. They interact. I don't know why people want to interact online.
I don't get it.
I haven't said nothing online about this beef. No. I have not clicked one little keyboard.
And here's the difference, though. Maybe because we're not famous or whatever. But
no, it's
even
not that.
But listen, but don't say this. No, not the online part. Even during this, we haven't praised Chris Brown. We be like, yo, this beef's getting dangerous. We didn't praise. I think he said we took it to another. We did give him some respect on the bars part. We did.
Yeah, he has bars. Yeah, we don't praise his, like, this guy is spectacular. You know, like, but I have no problem with it. It's just, I don't know. People are just way too chatty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She could have just said what she said. And then when the person said, I doubt about, I'm like, all right, I'm not talking about that. I was talking about the music, but you got it. And left it alone. I ain't got, what am I doing? She ended up later on saying, like, I'm not fighting nobody else's battle. I was like, so why did you even do it in the first place? I would never done it.
It was going to have to get to a point where, like, I think celebrities forget the reach that they have.
Yes.
And then they get to this point where they're like, oh my gosh, now I got to back up because people flooding my shit. My mom got raped by this man and he was a great carpenter, but, you know, like, people are just coming in.
I was like, you don't have to do all that.
Well, what about this story? What about this story?
I was like, nah, man.
People are trying to, you know, I don't want to, you know, and Michael, you know, I feel sorry for people that have to be in fight with, like, that type of energy all the time. Because everything somebody says, you're ultra-sensitive to it. I think that's the worst problem, being ultra-sensitive to everything somebody says.
That's why one of the reasons I end up becoming the way I was before even, you know, Elon Musk took over on Twitter, because I got into a back and forth with a complete stranger. This happened twice. Once it was on Reddit, where I wanted to... I was buying Funko Pops, and I said, yo, I want to collect the black Funko Pops. What?
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Oh. It just made me laugh that you got into a back and forth on Funko Pops.
No, because I said I wanted to collect the black Funko Pops, so I wanted, like, the Miles Morales, Storm, you know, Valkyrie.
Yeah, I remember you was into those. Yeah.
Yeah, so then this dude was like, that's racist. And I was like, I can't step over what I said. I was like, yo, I want to go out and collect the black ones. But Spider-Man is my favorite character, the Peter Parker version, obviously, not the Miles Morales. So I'm probably not going to be able to do that. And this guy said I was racist because I didn't want the white. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then he was like, the black ones are probably more popular than it. But he brought up sports. And I'm like, no, I'm talking about black pop culture. That's all I wanted to collect, blah, blah. And me and this dude went to such a back and forth that I end up convincing him, and we came to an understanding, and the dude who was running that thread was like, I'm glad I never had to step in. You guys were able to talk it out, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. And I was like, that was one. The other one was some YouTuber, some black YouTuber was into, like, defending police. And this was before George Floyd, so it might have been Brown in St. Louis, Ferguson, sorry. It might have been that around that time. And he was like, the police this, you guys need to do that. So I had on Twitter, I said, so the police are right in every case? And some white lady jumped in and were like, yo, you liberal cucky, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm not affiliated with any political party. And she said, oh, okay, sorry about. And I said, yo, y'all argue with strangers. I was like, no, I'm not doing this no more. I said, so when people go off,
some people just
they
guess.
Just go off. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not going back and forth with you. I said what I said. Who cares? I have that mentality when I drive. Because you know, when people cut you off, I was like,
I never honked my horn.
Yeah, I'm like, we're good on that, man. Unless you're about to hit me, I'll honk to get you out the way. But other than that.
Or to get you to start to move your car. Yeah. If I have to, at the, like you just sitting there too long.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't curse. Yeah,
I'm never going to see you again. I can't have this energy with you. This is not going
to
happen.
That's what it is. I don't like to carry anger for too long. And I don't know if they're like, that's some Zen shit or whatever, but I just be chilling.
Yeah, I was like, it's not that serious. I was like, let it go. You got somewhere to be. I'm going to let you go, my guy.
It's really hard to even get me upset now, truthfully. I don't even, like, it's funny. Like, if I'm thinking about something, like, I'm like, I don't know how to get upset with people. Because I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Beyonce.
Like, I just don't care. Go ahead.
Beyonce.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
Has a new documentary coming out. An upcoming CNN Flash Docs documentary, Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance, will examine the impact of these conversations with Cowboy Carter front and center. According to the press release, the album, quote, arrived during a revolution within country music as the latest arena of the culture wars in America, and noted that some in the industry are welcoming more diverse artists while others stick to a much narrower view of a genre predominantly centers around straight white men, which is cool. I like the Beyonce documentaries. They've been good. Don't take this
another in. Thing I don't give a fuck about.
But where the hell is the Renaissance concert at? How was Taylor Swift has dropped it on streaming, it's on Disney Plus? Where's the Renaissance? It was in the theaters. How come it hasn't found a home? What are we waiting on? I'm trying to figure that out. Like, yo,
you went dressed in aluminum foil, right?
Yeah. You know it. Kodak Black got some good news. We'll enter this section. Kodak Black, court docs obtained by TMZ hip hop show, a judge has just dismissed the remaining tampering charges against the Florida rapper. Remember, he got pulled over back in February of last year, I believe, he was like, yo, you got drugs in the car and a white stuff. Kodak showed that he had a prescription for it. His attorney said the court recognized the valid arguments that were made to dismiss the last remaining court count of this wrongful arrest. We are happy to see the case resolved. And Kodak continued to be successful in both entertainment world and his philanthropic ventures. So that's some good news for him. Bad news for young boy NBA, who was arrested in Utah on 6 charges, including possession of dangerous weapons by a restricted person and for a pattern of unlawful activity. These are both class 2 felonies. I laugh because you got arrested on house arrest. I'm trying to figure out how this happened. He has been on house arrest since 2020.
I think he's attracted to this type of lifestyle.
How you get in trouble in Utah?
Good music. Yeah, I don't know.
Damn.
That's crazy.
He's been serving strict house arrest. Yes, he was indicted in March 2021 after he was allegedly caught possessing 2 guns as 16 people were arrested on drug and weapon charges. Crazy. Speaking of crazy, I sent you that video of Glorilla. This was a mess too. I wanted to hear Sarah on this part. So Glorilla was arrested for DUI, right? So she was arrested for DUI, and the police report was like the boob was out. The video I sent you didn't have that part in there. I had seen it in another part though. And basically she was wearing a jacket with like a bikini top. And so like her boob was out and she closed her jacket in that video. But they said they arrested her for a DUI. The video I sent you and a lot of people have seen, it looked like she passed. You know the thing?
Listen, you could tell by the way she was talking that she wasn't drunk.
Yeah, so
the way she was talking was like she's just like I don't know.
She's like, they told her to walk. She's like, you gonna tell me because I don't want to mess this up. She counts. She did that, and they had there's a longer video that showed her where they asked her to take a breathalyzer and she refused, and then so then when they're arresting her, she even because her brother's in the car or something like that, and she says, yo, can I take my jewelry off? Because I ain't trying to. They was like, yeah, that's cool. So once this is before we saw the video. So the story comes out and then she's on IG with promoting a liquor brand. People got upset about that. So she deletes that part. When the news came out, first, I think they used the wrong mugshot. One when she was smiling. The other one, she ain't smiling in. And then Damian Lillard, did you see this? His ex-wife jumped into this.
Why?
Because Glorilla shot her shot with Damian. Yeah, she's like, yo, he cute. I'm feeling him, blah, blah. They asked Damian Lillard about it. He said, no comment. That was it. So the wife, the soon-to-be ex-wife, jumps in and called her sister wife with her mugshot, laugh out loud. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, to me, and this is just my point of view, focus on your kids, your alimony, your child support. Who cares who he messing with now? Because it got nothing to do with you. He left you, or you left him, or it didn't work out. You can't worry about all the other women, because you're going to be stressed. Yeah, you got some kids to raise, right? But then Glorilla, goofy self, came back and had a little jersey that said Glow Lillard on it. I said, don't entertain this. Because before the more details came out and I saw the video, I was like, yo, Glorilla, you got this tour coming up with Megan Thee Stallion for the summer. I like the song with you and Megan on it. I think out of all the young girls that came after Megan and Cardi, she's the one who sounds like where she from. That everything sound real Memphis. She got some 3-6 Mafia beats on there. Sounds real Memphis. So I love that about her. Keep it going. Stay focused. Don't get distracted by none of this other shit. The JTs of the world, the Damian Lillard wife of the world, estranged wife. Just do music. Shoot, get a driver. Even if you're a little tipsy, get a driver. Like, don't drive nowhere. You're too famous to be driving right now. Like, no, especially in Georgia, because that's where this happened. Which is, it get dangerous out there. But you got any thoughts on ex-wife jumping in, DUI,
I mean,
arrest?
I don't even know what to. I can't believe that they sit around watching each other like that. Like, truthfully, I would have never saw this Glorilla shit.
Yeah.
Got to really be studying somebody to keep on, like, focusing
on if you're not
what
doing,
she's doing.
You're right.
You're studying.
And I'm like, how is your algorithm? But how your algorithm set up? You ever notice that? Y'all get to talking to people for real. And they'll tell you what's on their Twitter and their Instagram or their TikTok. And that's, you be like, they act like it's everybody. It's like, man, you ain't see that? You're like, man, it's all over Instagram. I was like, that's on your Instagram. I don't have it.
You should pick up other people's phone and go through there. Like, every time you come over, I see yours. I'm like, oh, man. This is like refreshing to see how somebody else is.
It's like, you don't see nothing. Like, wait, what is going on your thing? Like, yes, what is on my?
Mine is shoes.
You get the new Jordans, the green glow.
No, I didn't get those. The mint, you mean? The mint.
You call them mint?
Well, yeah, the green. I showed them
to Sarah.
Did you get them?
No, I thought about it, but I was like, no.
I want the mocha and black ones to come out in May.
They highs too?
Yeah, they highs too. You should get those. But the highs are going down. They go, if people don't buy them, they're going to fall to like 120, 130.
Yeah, yeah.
And you the high man, so I don't know what you be doing. Everybody knows you the mid-high guy. Like,
Jordan
1?
Yeah, that's the one. I told Sarah, I was like, you ain't going to get them. That's closer you're going to get to the Tiffany greens that they used to do for some dunks.
Yeah, I like them though. They look good.
The baby sounded good on that Just Incredible. I don't even think they call it LA Leakers. It's just like Just Incredible freestyle. But you know what? Have you seen Baby Tate?
No. What is that?
So you saw, who was it? Oh my, no, that was Reason. Sorry. Reason was on the Radar Radio. He was on the Radar Radio and it wasn't that good. And he jumped on what did he jump on? Oh, 8 a.m. in Charlotte. He jumped on and people were questioning him about that. He's like, it's not a Drake beat. It's a Conductor beat because, you know, Reason is on TDE. And that was with Kendrick. It was like, why are you jumping on this beat? Anyway, it was all right. But Baby Tate was on the Radar freestyle style. I meant to bring this up last week, 11 days ago. And it was amazing. I'm about to play a little bit of it for you.
I'm blown. I just got up on the internet, they said I'm a clone. Now I was born in 1996, so of course there's some shit I done picked up on. They say I blink like Nicki, dress like Kimmy, get real freaky on a track like Missy, cocky like Riri, rough like Eve. But I don't understand why niggas won't let me be me. Bitches, B-A-B-Y-T-A-T-E. The one they wanna shut up, but they never ever will. Shout out to Miss Lauren, I might die up on that hill, all alone with nothing but all of my $100 bills.
Where's Cole?
Yeah, so check that out. On the Radar Radio, the Baby Tate. That's the freestyle part two. I think that might be it for us today. Unless you see anything. You paying for the Joe Budden Patreons now?
What'd you? No. you Why would I do that? what you think about the cows and Simba?
All right, so Simba really, he's in a class. You know what I was thinking? There's some rappers that you really want to see getting beef. Simba's one of them. Nick Grant's one of them. King Los is one of them.
Yeah,
obviously
yeah,
Lupe's one of them. So when Kaz had that laid back approach on what he was, you can't be too cool for school. Like just because I gotta get focused. Like I know what I'm doing. And I think Simba, when he was on Just Incredible, when he was going in, he's a beast when it comes to these words and his animations. And then just to save it at the end and be like, Kaz, you're supposed to change. And he'd be like, oh, he's a beast. He's a beast. And that's somebody you don't want to.
You were trusting him the whole time, but you didn't know it
until you get to the end. And I was like, oh, that was dope. Yeah. But yeah,
that was a nice beat. And he was hitting that shit. Boom. Had great energy. His energy is what's going to get him through.
Yeah.
I like that. It's going to be exciting. It's an exciting time for hip hop right now. If I can say anything at the end, great time, man. Great conversations. It's just sit back and listen. That's all we got to do is sit back and listen. I don't like the Chris Brown and Quavo because that's just going to turn to violence. I'm not really into that.
Yeah,
Chris Brown is rapping, though. Keep rapping.
Yeah, I mean, out of all of them.
It would be a great diss if it was somebody that could really rap.
You know what? Who else who had a quick back and forth and we don't talk about that often? Tory Lanez and Jordan Lucas. Remember that shit? It was just like every other day they were dropping songs at each other.
That was great. That was fun.
Before we get out of here, this is probably to the radio stations. Y'all got a job. I get it. But we got to stop with Cardi got some new music and I'm so excited because the song come out and then y'all don't play it no more. And I'm here to tell Atlantic, y'all going to have another approach for Cardi B because that song has come and went. She had
probably enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's you. A couple of weeks ago.
Bad timing. Right now, it's just so busy right now.
Shoot. Yeah.
Only thing, the only song that I still hear is part of that Yeah Glow. Yeah, Glow, people playing it all the time. I hear it all the time.
I'm the fan of the extended version because it's a little bit longer. So right now, Like That has been 3 weeks on the chart. I'm trying to see what's up. Texas Hold'em is number 5. 7 Minute Drill is number 6. That's going to drop because you can't hear it no more. So that ain't going to play nowhere. Mm-hmm. Yo, shout out to Jack Harlow. Because Living On Me has spent 22 weeks. And if it get to like May, that might be Song of the Summer because it came out, you know, in the fall. I don't know why he didn't hold it. But it could come back around. Look at, see, Glorilla and Megan Thee Stallion. Number 11 would want to be. Let's see. I'm gonna see if I can find Cardi on here. Get It Sexy is number 22. There's some stories coming out with Drake having a hand in Sexy's Red Career. So Joe Budden might have been right about that. 21 mm-hmm. Savage is 25. Let's see, because Cardi B was like 44 last week.
Get It Sexy.
She is now 58 after a month on the chart, but she's going up because last week she was 62. I think it debuted at number 9. But I just don't hear. And it's not. I'm not gonna. I think they need to have a different approach. I think you can't go away that long and then come back with the same thing. I think you got to just be different. All right, that is it. At One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Let us know what y'all think about all this beef going on and who you're a fan of, approaches, strategies, whatnot. Until next time, guys, Until next time, peace. For a deal, they don't want baby killing shit. Well, get on the pill, pop it. Me biting, bitch, stop it. I'm sick of this shit. I need antibiotics. Baby, let's be real. I can name a million women whose flowers I've given and steal. It wouldn't be enough for you crabs in a bucket. Fuck it. I go MC Ham, you can't touch it. I've been doing you gently like virgins. I be burning your head just like Kermit. I keep rubbing my hands just like Birdman. Every time I see a new check, I'm earning. It's none of my concern anymore, cause I waited patiently for my turn at the door. So I'ma keep it open for the ones that come after, while I give thanks to the ones from before. Once again, that's Nicki, Kim, Missy, Riri, Eve, Dion, Lauren, Left Eye, Khalees. Unfortunately,
Cause I'm black, that's all they see. But if I wasn't, what would comparisons be? Huh, Madonna, Gaga, Gwen Stefani. And since I'm a woman, they don't see Kendrick in me. They don't hear the A and they don't see the B. Like if you finna do it equally. Okay, I am a reflection of the great. They say you are what you eat, guess what I ate. Until the whole world knows my name. Hi, it's nice to meet you, I'm Baby's Kate. And you know you want some more, girl. So come on, y'all got me blown.
Jonah, he got everything, isn't it?
Yeah, be potting like
I don't even know if you even hear Jonah. He just be saying shit.
You ain't get Ellie's thoughts? She ain't tell you about, hey, Uncle May, what's up with Drake? What he doing?
Nah, she mad because I ain't buying no wings today. She said, yeah. I gotta buy some Skittles now.
Some Skittles? Kids be loving sugar. That's they new. That's they crack. That's they drug. You start. That's your first drug you start off with is sugar.
Yep.
Get on a little sugar. Shoot. Then you move up to the hard stuff.
Yeah. What you make last night?
We had the Cantina Taco Bell food.
Oh.
It was actually pretty good. The chicken taco was good. Sarah had it. I forget. I thought I was going to get the chicken burrito, but when I went to the box, it gave me the ground beef burrito. It was fine. Okay. But I got the chicken cantina taco with you won't care about the avocado sauce verde or whatever. It was really good.
Yeah.
And then today I went over to Jewel, got a couple of steaks. I got some chicken sausages, like Italian beef.
It's a nice warm day today, too.
Yeah, Italian sausage. And I got a bone of beef sausages for Melissa. And some corn I'ma boil, and what else I get? I think that was it. Have me some baked beans and shoot,
Chill out.
Salad, and that be.
Don't watch the basketball yet.
That is it.